for in Mobile.
QVNG.
Glenn, how are you today? KZ4 in Mobile.
KD2VNG.
See me now, KZ4 in Mobile. Kevin, I didn't know if anybody was hearing me. Apparently Glenn wasn't. KZ4 in Mobile.
Who was the other guy?
Glenn, can't remember the prefix, but B and G's is suffix.
That's the one I was talking to on the way to Greenwood this morning. Said I was cutting in and out, coming in and out of the repeater. I don't know, man. Used to have the repeater good going down 25 down to about 254 down there, and then after 254, you know, it kind of got a little scratchy. I don't know, man. After I left Moonville this morning, it was scratchy all the way to Greenwood.
Right now, I'm not too far out. I'm 258 heading towards Duncan.
On top of me, I'm right here in Duncan. I'm right here off of 290. Down here where Fair is down here. Next to Morgan Construction.
Well, I'm meeting up with a guy to buy something I saw on Facebook. So we're meeting up here at the QT, right there at exit 63.
What's up, man? That's, what is it, Highway 290?
Working today?
You got, I got a roller to pop back in socket here, if I can figure out which door we at. Right here at Fair, where they do the foam things for the seats.
I'm unfamiliar with that place.
In. They used to be over there right past 418, between 418 and the Old Lawrence Road on the left, headed towards Columbia on the Frank Road, and they moved up here. They used that for a warehouse for a little while, and then all of a sudden they changed it up and moved up here for a bigger plant. They added on to this place. I did all the changing up and everything for them when they added on here. And, then they ended up, getting some more docks, more warehouse in here than they had over yonder.
Roger. Now, that was some great sound effects of the plane coming over your head.
Man, real low. I guess he's going to GSP right here close to us.
You're riding in his belly.
I don't want to pick up a frog over here in the pond. I don't know what it is. But let me give you a holler right back. I got the security guard walking up to me here. He's probably going to say something about me piggybacking through the gate out here. But I'll holler back at you in just a few minutes. And if you're still around, I might give you a holler when I leave here. Hopefully I won't be here about 10 minutes. KN4UBG, I'll be on standby.
KZ4M Mobile is going to be on the side and listening.
You see, Mike.
VNG.
Glenn, can you copy me now? Kilo Zulu 4 Mike Mobile.
Yeah, audio on the other one just went out. That ICOM radio I had sitting on the desk. You know, I'm seeing evidence that it's coming through the squelch on the S meter, but I'm not hearing it.
Yeah, I was yelling at you, and I was going, okay, his radio or mine? And, but Kevin came back in and confirmed that he could hear me, so well, hopefully you can get that fixed. You got any kind of clue what it might be?
Guy is plug a headphone into the the headphone jack and see if audio comes out there.
Laughing. You know, they come out with all of these three and four-way stops, and it's quite entertaining to see how people don't have a clue how to get through them.
Well, that seems confused to no end.
Talking about the radio on the desk, I'm assuming you're at the house.
I have one that's a little tiny one. It's a Kenwood TM 733. It's an older dual bander. Yeah, I'm at the house right now. I got really nowhere to go.
Turned into a beautiful day out here. I actually had my window cracked coming down the road until the radio decided to come awake.
I haven't really been out yet. I got to figure out how to reduce the power on this thing. Out later. I think there's something like 5 watts and 50 watts. 50 watts we don't need.
Hey. Yeah, you're getting out good right now. I don't know what you're running, but with the one I've got on my desk right now, I'd also have a hard time trying to figure out how to adjust the power output.
TM-733. It's an older dual bander, maybe early, mid-90s. It's a little tiny thing, and I think if this is a 50 power transmit setting, I still want to figure out. You know how Kenwood is, it's all buttons and menus.
W.A.?
Steve.
How is sounding on this new radio there, Bubby?
It's clear, but it kind of sounds like you're in a barrel.
Well, I'm in the shed, and I got a little bit of echo in here.
I mean, you're definitely readable.
Well, I got the big antenna up. We got it tuned, and we might just jump over and try to do a little bit of HF here in a few minutes. Means N4MMW.
Buddy, well, you guys enjoy, have some fun. I'm not able to do that at the moment. No, I'm traveling, so I need to get my antenna adjusted before I start trying any HF. But all right, well, you guys enjoy, have fun. KZ4M Mobile.
Well, I thought you got your antenna adjusted Saturday night.
Nope, you might be thinking about somebody else.
KZ4M, have a good afternoon and whatever trip that you're taking. Take it easy, bud. I will talk to you soon. KN4BWA, clear.
KD2BNG. Okay, here it is. I think this is low power.
I really can't tell the difference.
Medium power and high power, I don't think I want to do.
Roger. Don't everybody and their brother decide they're going to get out today. There's a lot of traffic out here.
Low power. This is probably overwhelming because this might be 50 watts.
I could tell a difference in there, but you're still just fine.
How low it is. I think it's 5, 10, and 50. I don't know why they didn't have something more in the middle, like 25 or something.
Didn't think about traffic from Burns High School when I left to come through here at this time. Holy cow. It may take me 30 minutes to make a block down here.
School letting out now. It's going to be crowded through there.
Definitely see evidence of that. That and some very unique automobiles coming and going. I don't know what you did there, but that was barely audible.
Your setting may not be me. This is a 10-watt setting.
Well, that sounded better. I could understand you that one. That other transmission, I couldn't understand what you were saying.
The car is parked in front of the high school. Yeah, when we were in high school, I guess you had the hot rodders and the automotive shop people. So I guess you still do.
And some of those who are just happy to have anything to drive. And then some of those that mama and daddy buy them something that they should not be allowed to own or operate until age 40 at least.
About $200 or so and bought me a 1969 Chevy Nova. That was really all I needed.
It said, if you want to drive, get a job and buy you a car.
In the early 1980s, so a 69 Nova was already kind of, the car did run. Until it somehow got in front of the septic tank truck, and then it didn't run no more.
Quite a crappy situation.
It was one of those things where, and I still probably do, it's not necessarily a youth, an experience thing, because I still do it sometimes. Sometimes you just don't see somebody. And I saw the septic tank truck 200 feet down the road, and then all of a sudden, there it was. Those things, when they hit you, it tends to get your attention. Fortunately, I wasn't injured.
Thank goodness for that. Well, I made it through the intersection on the sixth rotation of the light, but thank goodness I'm finally through that mess.
Time to be on the road, especially near the school. So where'd you say you were off to?
I'm down here to meet a fellow at the QT off exit 63.
Yeah, I gotta figure out what happened to this ICOM radio I have audio intermittently, so I don't know what's going on. Audio stage is kind of cutting out. That's why I was trying to go through, Squelch is open, volume is up, as far as I know, but I'll have a look at it.
Well, I'm wondering if the part-time police didn't take Kevin and lock him up. He hadn't come back in yet, so maybe he opened his mouth the wrong way to that rent-a-cop.
You're used to it. Nobody really respects him.
Well, I am in sight of my destination, and I'm about 15 minutes early. But, of course, I still haven't made it across the highway yet, so. I did better than I thought I would, especially with that hold up at school.
Well, you take care. I'm gonna go mix a drink. It's been that kind of a day. It's not that early, is it? But we'll hear you later. KZ4M, KD2BNG.
Mr. Glenn, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, so enjoy. KZ4M Mobile.